This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
What?
What? What?
There have been a variety of proposals.
John.
You have a lot of players.
I don't think I could have.
Hell no.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
You sleep when you die.
Kenny Wade's been a fraud! Kenny Wade's been a fraud!
Yeah. Let's do that. Well, my.
I'm very confident.
That whiny bitch.
Bye, bitch.
We're just playing with men with holes.
Whoa. Is that a drop while I was gone?
That is a drop when you
playing
were gone.
What? What did he say?
We're just playing with men with holes.
Yeah.
I came hard today.
We're talking about a Star Wars thing, and then
Souk had a friend whose mother required all action figures lose all weapons. So he had, like, Star Wars figurines that didn't have lightsabers, and that led Souk to say, we are just playing with men with holes.
Remember the 70s and the 80s, they had the Star Wars figures, and the lightsaber was in their arm.
Yeah.
And it was cool, because then it would flick it out, and then you had your lightsaber.
Right.
And his mom wouldn't let him have, he had an awesome collection of toys, whoa, but the mom wouldn't let him have any weapons. So not only did, like, you go over there to play with, like Ninja Turtles, and, like, it was just, you just had, like, turtles, no weapons.
Huh.
She took the stupid lightsabers out of their arms. So then, again, you just had Darth Vader. We're just playing with men with holes. With a hole in his hand.
Is that a little much? You know?
Yeah.
Come on, Mom.
They were,
Come on.
They were very pious. My mom is adorably racist. Sad. Great collection of toys. No weapons.
So we were out there on the road in the great American West.
Like, I'm a swinger. I love my wife, but hey, I'm open to party.
And I, you know, look, this is only two people I'm talking about here.
Sure.
Because we had two overnight stays on the road. But I have determined that the most disgruntled employees on Earth right now...
Mm-hmm.
Are front desk employees at cheap freeway hotels.
Ooh, overnight hotel attendants.
Oh,
phenomenal. Yeah, that's
my
probably
God.
Way up there.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
We were two for two. These people don't give an F.
Give me the $39 and shut the hell up.
So we had, you know, it's all kinds of snafus. Like when you do something online and you want a certain type of room and then you go in there and they don't have that room, and because it was a third party, you know, not worth getting into the details, but oh my God.
Yeah, that's why, like, if you book through, like, Expedia or something,
you're not getting what you're not getting, what you think you're
getting. Yeah, because Expedia may say, hey, you're getting a two, you know, a nice two bed or whatever, but then it goes to that person at the front desk and they don't really care. You're getting whatever they decide they're going to give you.
This dude, so he stayed in Cheyenne. Hmm. And that brother, now he, I could tell he knew what he was doing.
Sure.
He'd worked there a long time. Like, he was adept at the, whatever was on his computer back there.
Sure. Get the system down.
Yeah, but boy, did he hate his job.
Yeah.
And he at one point turned to the girl who was working next to him and said something about, hey, could you take one of these rooms off? And he was trying to get us what we wanted. And he goes, never mind, you won't get it. I'll do it. And she just looked at him like, oh my God.
Thanks, dude.
A-hole.
Yeah.
And then the next hotel was in Boise, and she was just as bad.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I'm like, well, actually, I can believe it.
You can't.
But it's like, it raised the question in my mind, like, what jobs or professions create the most disgruntled people? I give you that.
That's pretty good. That really
There's just
is.
No upside, is there, for them? They get paid terribly.
You're off schedule from the rest of the world because you're up all night. You're dealing with people who are only passing through and are never going to, I mean.
They're tired. You're dealing with them. Like, they just want a bed.
Yep.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, that's got to be Beat way
that.
Up there.
That is. I'm trying to think off the top of my head because it's just, there's nothing. You're just sitting there just, and it's just an
boring,
endless, boring, just, and everyone that comes in, you know, is an ass. Like, otherwise, well, they've been on the road. There's no reason for you to be in these little small places. And I'm not here to be, I mean, it is judgmental, but I mean, let's be honest. Like, if you're staying at a place that's $49 a night, you are not getting the cream of the crop that are traveling in comfort. You're getting people that it's like very basic to the bones. I just want my room. I'm traveling through here. And it's just, it's very transactional. And so it just sets itself up.
Yeah.
You're not dealing with people on great vacations that are in a good mood because they're checking into a place with a twisty slide. No, you're just, you're dealing with someone. And then for the $49, they expect top-notch service. And you know, that person wants to be like, you know where you're staying, dip-ass. Like, if you
I'm going to go have a cigarette.
Exactly.
And if you're still here when I get back, maybe I'll check you in.
Yeah. If you wanted nice service, there's a nice Marriott around the corner and it's $220.
You know,
but no, you're paying $49 and you're getting $49 worth of service.
You know what's interesting about that? The one in Cheyenne, we paid $300, dude.
Whoa.
And it was not nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did you pay
$300? Well, it was graduation.
Oh, so there was, yeah.
The whole damn town was booked. And he knew it too. He was like, "You're right. You want to try that hotel across the street? Good luck."
Well, I remember 2 years ago when Dusty took me to the, you know, that he goes on that crab feed.
Yeah,
that's in like rural Oregon.
The Eastern Oregon
crab feed, which makes no sense, but okay.
No, it's the Eastern Oregon crab feed, and I it's like in Richland. I mean. I can't begin to tell you how bad the hotel room that me and Dusty stayed in had, not blood stain, like someone had taken a dead like animal and drug it across the floor. There was a blood
like a streak
across the floor. Like, you could not be in bare feet on the carpet for fear of what was
you
on
can,
there.
Coward.
And when we were checking in, because we had a big group, and one of the guys, when they were checking in, because we had reservations, we had booked most of the hotel. And the previous night, I think the hotel rooms that we had stayed at were like $28. We stayed in another little small town. So we go to check in, and the lady goes, that'll be like $88. And the guy of our group that was first checking in goes, excuse me? Like, did you say $88? And the lady just looks at him, and you could tell she's just, and she looks at him and she goes, what do you want? She goes, some of the rooms have been remodeled. And he goes, is this one that's been remodeled? And she looks at him and goes, no.
No. She is an aloof bitch.
I'll never forget the look on her face. And the guy at that point, we realized, dude, it's the only motel in town. There's not another one. So he was like, great, cool, here, $88, great. And so then when we walked in the room, the $88 room, and I saw the blood streak, I was like, oh my God. And that's when you know, like, what are you going to do? That whole place has one hotel.
Yeah.
And you're damn right it's $88. Because the week after the crab feed, that room's like $22.
Right.
But it is, you know, I'll just never forget. Is this one of the remodeled rooms? No. Like, she was offended that she even asked.
We had a room in Boise with four queen beds. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Yeah. We couldn't believe it. Yeah, it was one room. But it was divided. I mean, it had a divider, like a wall kind of thing.
Really?
Thing. Yeah, it was the strangest thing, but it worked out perfectly for us. I mean, there were three of us. Suppose we could have had somebody come in and sleep on the fourth one, but we didn't want to pay for two rooms. We were sleeping in one room, but that's kind of hard to find the right bed situation.
Yeah.
And that one had four queens in it. No, never seen that.
By the way, I looked up, according to officelife.com, the number one most dissatisfied, disgruntled
nurses
industry, hotel staff.
Ah! Told you.
Number one. Number two, food service and hospitality.
Yeah. Because you're dealing with the general public.
Yeah. Retail.
I think nurses. Nurses see people at their worst. And I just feel like there's a lot of jaded, bitter nurses out there.
Cops.
Cops, bad one, too.
Well, again, every...
Yeah, you're dealing with the worst of society.
You're dealing with the worst of society, and you're seeing them at their worst, and they all hate you. Like, no one has... I can't say no one, but for the most part, if you're out getting into some stuff, and the cops show up, most of the time, you did not call those cops, which means you're probably not thrilled to see them. And imagine showing up to a place where you are catching someone at their absolute worst, probably intoxicated, and they don't want you there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. And that one's almost understandable. Actually, the nurse's one probably understandable, too.
Yeah.
You know, to some extent.
They just get beaten down by
the
system.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that's the problem, too, is like teachers probably fall into this. Not See, new teachers, but teachers I that think, have been around the block.
Yeah, I get it that they I think teachers would get my vote for the profession that should be the most jaded that isn't or that should be the most disgruntled. I mean, I know teachers, you know, the unions and they strike and stuff. Yeah. But I don't know, most of the teachers I know are like really love being a teacher and they like it and they I mean, you're dealing with the kids.
I've seen some ones that have been I mean, anything grinds on you after a certain period of time.
Yeah, especially sports radio. Good grief.
Well, look, man, you go to one of these like big events where there's a lot of us together, tell me that we don't have a bunch of disgruntled curmudgeon dip-esses.
I'd say that's journalism in general.
Yeah. Well, the problem is that we all think that we should be like we're stars and we should be treated
not me.
Like special. Exactly. Which is why I think when we go to these places, we're the outcasts of the.
Yeah, there's a lot of self importance in that.
Oh, God.
That, in our profession.
I know that's not disgruntled, but if you wanted to say the most self important that shouldn't be important, I'm going to put media right at number
one. Somebody mentioned government employees, but I don't think of that like DMV or whatever. Yeah. I think of them as more like, and no offense to any government employees listening, but, you know, it's like, I think it's easy to coast.
Yeah.
Right? That's not disgruntled, per se. That's a different archetype. Yeah. You know, like coasting, just kind of just going through the
motions. You're like, you don't care.
Yeah. You're like, whatever.
That's apathy.
The one that I'm, and maybe I'm off on this, but I do have a tendency to talk to them from time to time. And I would think that they should hate their job, but I find them to be incredibly, I don't know, patient or whatever. I'm going to go with like maids or cleaning staff. Most of the time I've had an encounter with a hotel maid or a cleaning staff at an office or whatever, like that person should hate everything.
They're never mad at you and they could be.
They're super nice.
And they're very, very nice.
Like, hey, good morning, sir.
You know, you'll be like, hey, do you mind? Can I get an extra towel?
Oh, yeah, you got it.
Here, what do you need? And they're always, and like, you want to talk about monotonous and it doesn't pay very well. And,
yeah,
you know,
think they'd throw the towels in your face.
Yeah, you're like, dude, F you.
Like, here, a-hole.
Or we have cleaning staff at the office occasionally. Like, you'll be like, oh, and, you know, you get to know them because they're around. And they're always, not always, but for the most part, I have found people in the custodial line of work to be very pleasant. And that, I wouldn't necessarily think that to be the case.
Well, they, you know, I think the distinction with them is they don't really have to work with people.
No, kind of.
They're in the room when you're not in there.
Yeah.
It's the people that have to deal with other people.
Yeah.
That's the common denominator.
Sure.
Because anytime you have to work with the general public in any way, there's going to be a lot of you that get super annoyed and jaded and disgruntled.
Yeah.
Bartender. Somebody brought bartender. That's a pretty good one.
Dealing with a bunch of drunks. You said it all deals with people who deal with different types of people. The disposition of the type of person you have to deal with is what leads to the most disgruntled. I mean, the overnight hotel person, like you said, is someone paying money who doesn't want to be there, that, like...
Tired.
Yeah, tired, whereas... I mean, or, like, dealing with people like caregivers in, old folks' facility or corrections officers. Like, people who are taking care of others who don't want to be taken care of or who are already pissed off, like, that's the top of the top.
Well, I got to... I had to take my car and I had to get... I had to get some new tires and got an alignment. So I dropped off my car and they gave me a loaner. And the guy that I was dealing with who was taking care of me, he was so nice, like over the top nice. And he was like very apologetic about everything. And after like the fifth time he apologized, I was like, dude, you don't have to apologize. I'm like, this is not like I'm not the, and I realized that. Because it's a luxury brand, and I realized, dude, you probably deal with the most crowned up, self-important people.
Entitled.
And he couldn't say anything, but he kind of gave me the look like,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah, like I'm onto something. I was like, dude, you're fine, man. You don't have to worry about me. I'm like, I am at the very low end of the people that are coming in here, and like you could tell he was like, thank you, and like there was a sense of relief. Because I realized that probably what that guy deals with on a day-to-day basis are a lot of wealthy people with expensive cars, and damn it, they want it their way, and they want it now.
Well, and they're in a hurry because something's wrong.
Yes.
Well, and if he screws up,
yeah,
he's getting an earful.
Yes. And so I was like, dude, it's...
Should have yelled at him. Come on. You're not like a BMW
it's like
driver.
He was such a nice guy, too. He was being so nice.
I kind of like maintenance guys.
Yeah.
Are maintenance guys pretty cool?
I think maintenance guys are
They'll
pretty
help
cool.
you out.
I think so.
You know, it's like, I got you.
Yeah. They seem to be like a salt of the earth sort of thing, right?
Yeah.
He's like, something about blue collar, maybe. He's just... They let all that other crap slide off their back, and they're doing their thing.
And it's easy for them, and that's what they do, and it's hard for you.
Yeah.
So they're a hero in some ways.
Guy that replaced my hot water heater, freaking stud.
Hot water heater guy.
Guy was awesome. Freaking phenomenal.
All right. The best time of day for these 9 essential things. Next on The Fan. Well, there are a lot of things that we do daily. JC Babes. But have you ever wondered if some of these essential things that we do, there's a better time to do them than when you do them?
Oh, sure. Yeah, this makes sense. I mean, like, this is a big debate, like, in the people that like to work out a lot. Like, do you work out first thing in the morning? Do you work out midday, night?
And that's on this list.
Yeah, and there's always the science behind it. Says
you get
up and you do the eating. Diet is another one. Do you do the intermittent fasting or do you eat one meal? So
from drinking coffee to asking for a pay raise, researchers claim there is an optimal window of opportunity to do most things. Now, dentists claim that brushing your teeth right after breakfast could destroy the enamel on your teeth. So what other timings are we getting wrong in our daily routines? I will tell you that the brushing your teeth bit. Do you know the best time to brush your teeth?
I don't know. You brush your teeth when you wake up, when you go to bed, right? I mean,
yeah. If you brush twice a day,
mm-hmm.
that's most likely what people do,
right? I mean,
but they are saying that the best time of day to brush your teeth is before you eat breakfast. Now, I am guilty of this one because. Anytime I feel something in my teeth, I have to go brush them.
Really?
I hate that.
Huh.
Unless I have a toothpick.
Yeah, I'm a flosser.
But they're saying you might habitually reach for your toothbrush to scrub away toast crumbs and ensure a clean start to the day. But dentists say you could also be scouring away your precious dental enamel.
Hmm.
And they say that when we eat, the natural bacteria in our mouths produce acid to break down the sugar in food. So if you brush your teeth... You're rubbing that acid on the tooth, which is a mineral, and it can wear it down.
Hmm.
So if you hate the idea of heading out without sparkling Nashers, either eat earlier so you can wait until an hour after you eat before brushing, or just brush your teeth first.
I find brushing close to any meal before or after is awful.
Yeah, because it affects your
taste. Yeah, before it affects the taste, and afterwards you still got like some crud in there usually. Yeah, no thanks.
I don't mind it after.
I don't really eat breakfast, so I don't really have to deal with that. And like my brush in the morning is not a full brush. It's more of a let's take a lap around and get some morning breath out of there and kind of get rid of the crud. It is not a 2 minute.
It's not a deep clean.
It's not a deep clean.
Now, they do have a survey on here. When do you brush your teeth? Before breakfast or after breakfast? Before breakfast, one, with 56%.
Makes sense. Well, I mean, the idea of having, like, especially, like, you go downstairs, you eat breakfast, and you're coming back up, and you're, that's right. You wake up, head to the bathroom, take a leak, brush your teeth, go about the day.
When is the optimal time to set your alarm, according to science?
Right before I go to bed.
No, for the morning. Like, what time to get up?
Oh.
Like, set your alarm for this time.
Oh.
And it is a specific time.
Is it really?
Yes.
7:35.
Very close. 7:22 a.m.
Does that change, though, based on sunrise and all that?
They found that people who woke between 5:22 and 7:21 had higher levels of the stress hormone cortisol than those who slept later.
I do know the cortisol is bad.
They were also more likely to suffer from muscle aches, colds, and headaches and had worse moods. This may be because they miss out on sleep or because they are working against their chronotype, the genetically programmed tendency to be either a late-to-bed owl or an early rising.
Can't do that.
If I can read. Lark.
I had no idea.
So they say that while a 7 a.m. wake time is likely to be practical for most people, a recent study shows that the most important thing for longevity, even more than duration of sleep, is consistency of wake time. Did you know this?
I did not.
This means that we should try to wake up at the same time every day, plus or minus an hour.
And that does make sense. I mean, routine for anything.
Your rhythm.
Yeah, routine for anything. Is it circadian?
Circadian rhythm.
Rhythm.
Something like that. Yeah, I've read about, or at least I've seen stuff about that.
Best time to eat breakfast.
8. If you're waking up at 7:22, I'm going to go 8:05.
8 a.m.
Yeah.
A study of more than 100,000 people in 2023 found that eating breakfast after 9 a.m. increases the risk of developing type 2 diabetes by 59%.
I've also always heard that you should try to eat something within a half an hour of waking up just to start your metabolism.
See, and then I've...
Really?
Yeah, and I go...
Unless you're doing the intermittent fasting.
I've heard the other way, where you need to get up and you need to do some sort of activity on an empty stomach. So get up, take your dog for a walk, get a workout in, do some sort of cardio. The big one in fitness world is fasted cardio. So...
So you're fasting and then you do cardio?
Yeah, so you don't want to eat anything, and you don't want to put anything in your body other than, like, if you wanted, like, coffee or water... Get up and do something to get your body going for 30 to 45 minutes, and then you can eat something.
Yeah.
But you don't want to put something in your body because that starts the whole process, and there's usually sugar involved in it. So get up, get moving on an empty stomach, and then go. That kind of is like the, I don't know, you get a lot of that from like the quote, the athlete sort of people.
Yeah, workouts next on the list. They say the best time of day to work out if you would like... to sleep well and lose weight is morning.
Yeah.
But if you want muscle gain, the best time to work out is afternoon. A recent U.S. study has found that for women, morning workouts between 6:30 and 8:30 reduce abdominal fat and reduce blood pressure, but evening workouts between 6 and 8 p.m. best enhanced endurance and built muscle.
See, and you got to remember on these sorts of things, too, is... One, not everyone's the same. And two, sticking to a routine is more important than when you do it. So if you wake up, if you can get your workout in the morning, you get it in the morning. If you can get it in the afternoon, you get it in the afternoon. I mean, the optimal stuff, and like you may be talking about like a percentage point difference between one versus the other.
But if you can get one workout a week in at the ideal time versus three or four at a different time, take the three or four workouts at a different time.
There you go.
One study even says over time, evening exercise can reduce levels of the hunger hormone, ghrelin.
Old ghrelin? That I don't know.
How about that?
So there's a hunger hormone. Is that like what Ozempic maybe blocks? Because that supposedly right. curbs your appetite. The GL whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
When is the best time to take a nap?
I'm going to go best time to take a nap. I'm going to go like 3:30, 3:34, sometime mid-afternoon.
That is in the window.
Yeah, right.
They're saying between midday and 4 p.m.
Okay.
Regular naps can help preserve reaction time and memory as we age, as well as leaving us feeling refreshed and more alert. If your lifestyle allows, naps should be between 10 and 20 minutes, no longer. And they should end before 2 p.m. to avoid interfering with nighttime sleep.
Okay. So, it's, again, it goes back
Why to... Why did that say 4 p.m.?
You want the power nap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Power nap.
Power nap.
A nap. Yeah. The power nap is... It's weird to wake up from a power nap mm-hmm. because you're like, oh, I didn't sleep that long.
Yeah.
But you also feel really good.
Yeah.
Because when you... The longer you sleep...
It sucks.
The more groggy you are.
Yeah. If, you, if you've ever had the two-hour nap, you wake up feeling yeah. crap.
Right.
Feels like you got roofied. Not that I know what that feels like, but, you know, wake up, you're like, ugh.
Best time to drink coffee, after 9 a.m. and before 2 p.m., they're saying.
Wait.
Yeah.
Before, okay, right?
After 9 a.m., before 2 p.m.
Okay, yeah, you don't want to take it at night. Again, that's the caffeine.
But see, most people drink it, like, first thing in the morning, like me.
Yeah.
But they're saying after 9 a.m. Hmm.
Yeah, I've read that, too, that you want to drink water. To get it going, and then once you're up for a bit, then you can throw the caffeine in your body.
So this says, caffeine blocks brain receptors that detect adenosine, a neurotransmitter in the body which builds up during the day and makes us feel sleepy. However, in the morning, adenosine levels are low, and the alerting hormone cortisol is high. Hmm. So coffee might not give you the lift you expect. If you want to sleep well, avoid coffee after 2, as it can take 8 hours or more to be fully metabolized.
No, all right.
Eating dinner 7 to 8 p.m. Of course, we all, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah. Eat well, before 7.
I mean, some people, though, I mean, we can't.
Yeah.
I mean, we eat late meals. We always have. So now, like, my kids have grown up, when they have people that eat meals at, like, 5 or 5:30, it throws them off. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Their whole life.
Because they're used to your schedule.
Yeah, 8 o'clock. 7:30 to 8 is usually a dinner time for us.
Best time to make an important decision or ask a favor.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to go midday. I'm going to go like noonish.
11 a.m. and 12 p.m. So, yes, 11 to 12.
Yeah, okay.
11 to noon. This professor is a neuroscientist. He said, our cognitive ability and reaction time peaks between 11 a.m. and noon. And our mood is almost, our mood is also highest at this time, which means it's a good time to ask for a favor or a pay raise.
The day hasn't kicked us in the nuts yet.
Correct.
Okay.
Our cognition at 5 a.m. is worse than if we were drunk.
Really?
How about that?
So basically what you're saying is if you want something, ask it early. You wake up and get fresh and relaxed, and then, you know, you ask, like, your partner. So if you want something cool from the missus, you ask her at 5 in the morning. Maybe she'll be like, whatever, that's fine. Note to self, 5 a.m. wake up.
And... what is the best time to go to sleep, according to research?
10 o'clock.
10 p.m. to 11 p.m. They say the bedtime between those hours may, or that hour, may cut your risk of heart and circulatory disease compared to people who hit the hay later. People who fall asleep after midnight have a 25% higher risk of heart attack and stroke compared to early sleepers. Ideally, you want 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night on average, though. And some people may need as much as 10.
Well, and they say, I think for like optimal, for like athletes, like some of those dudes, like they try to get like 10 plus hours a night. That's like the Tom Brady thing.
LeBron.
Yeah.
Isn't he a big sleeper?
Yeah. And there's like a lot of research that like an extra hour or two of sleep can make a huge difference in like your performance. But how many of us are out there trying to run?
How great would this show be if you would just sleep a little more?
Yeah. Sleep is not my strong suit. I do a lot of things well. Sleeping is not one of them.
Someone's about to die. That's next. Here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Well, I see where Kim Jong-un is back.
I just saw that too.
Like a boat wreck or something?
Yeah. Not just a boat wreck, he's selling it a criminal act.
Yeah, dude, he's going to murder someone.
He is going to kill somebody over his boat sinking.
Someone will die.
Yeah. Like a destroyer or whatever, they launched a boat.
Well, yeah, the new warship.
Well, it's and the old warship
big
now.
Ceremony, pomp and circumstance, and it sank.
Yeah, it sank. Like, it came right off, right out of the chute, hit the water, and capsized.
Yeah. He is going to kill people.
Yeah, he's calling it criminal. He was embarrassed. Well, and someone's going to the gulag.
And like, I mean, we kind of joke, but it's...
No, he... Yes, yeah, they're dead.
People are dying.
Yeah, you better run.
Yeah, it's... Well, you
can you hide in North Korea?
Don't think you can. It's bad. That's...
Run for the border.
That's really, really bad. I mean, when you...
Those scientists better check their hypotenuses.
Imagine
dude.
Being that poor bastard that's in charge of that and watching that thing go down.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting there knowing that you're like,
Kim said the accident brought the dignity and self-respect of our state to a collapse. Mm. That seems a little much, yeah, but...
It does seem, but, you know, I don't think anyone's there to really question him on this one. Not sure the dignity is the important thing there in North Korea, but okay.
And he was there. He witnessed it.
Oh, gosh.
He was sitting right there. He called it absolute carelessness, irresponsibility, and unscientific empiricism.
What? Is that a word?
I don't know.
I'm not going to tell him. You going to tell him?
I'll
Can you
text
imagine
him.
Like having to work under him or Putin or whatever, knowing that if something goes wrong, like you're dead? Like whether it's your fault or not.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, your ass is dead. I can't imagine what that's like. I mean, just the knowing that it's like it's ramping up to that in the moment of anticipation of holy God, what's happening?
You know how old he is, Kim Jong?
He's Kim Jong? Maybe in his 50s?
He's 41.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's way younger than I would have thought.
Well, he looks older.
Yeah.
He's all fat.
Well, you know, why does he have to be skinny? He just tells everybody, like, you know, you can just...
Yeah, he doesn't.
No, you can do whatever you want. That guy, you know... No one
That's
can
younger
tell.
Than I don't know. It's just... It's weird to think
no one
he's
can tell
so
him
young.
No. Have you ever seen a ship launch?
No.
Dude, it's awesome.
What do? They just throw it down a slip and slide or something?
No. Well, you can do it two ways. Because sometimes it's like if it's built like in a dry dock, then it just kind of slides out the back. But the cool ones are when they they like dump it on its side and then it kind of rocks and then like it ends up being upright. It's amazing. It's really, really cool to watch one get launched if they do it where it goes from dry land that it's not in dock and it kind of slides back to the ones where they just kind of because they dump it and it feels like it's like, oh my God, it's going to go to the side, but it recalibrates itself. And it's like, because you just, I'm assuming that's like what happened here, is you're like, oh, it's going to come back. And it doesn't. It just keeps going.
Man.
And they have to drive it from when they take it from the yacht yard or whatever to get it to the water, it takes so long because they have to just go so slow. Because that's the scary part, is getting it from the yacht to the water's edge. And they just crawl that bitch. Because you don't want to be the guy that makes the, you know, you take the turn at 3 miles an hour instead of two and that thing tips over on the land and there goes $300 million.
All right, we got to run. We will wrap it up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
All right, Andrew Nemec is coming up next. He will have recruiting. Sook's laughing at Angel Reese again.
I can't help it. This is...
You hate Angel Reese.
Well, she's such... Dude, she... How do I put this? I gotta be careful.
Uh-oh.
You know, I don't care about the WNBA, but I'm glad that it's gaining traction. But Angel Reese somehow thinks that she is one of the reasons why it's popular. The only reason why Angel Reese is popular is because she hates Caitlin Clark. That's the only reason. She can't make a layup. So this is from the game against the New York Liberty. It's the end of the third quarter. She's played 22 minutes. She has 0 points. She's 0 for 7 from the field, and she has 10 rebounds.
Eight
of those rebounds are off her own misses. This is at 7:22 in the game. I would, you know, they do the play by play.
Yeah.
You know, this is from 7:22 to 7:44. So 20 seconds. Kia Nurse misses 3-point jump shot. Angel Reese offensive rebound. Jonquel Jones blocks Angel Reese's two-point layup. Angel Reese offensive rebound. The same Gerald Jones blocks Angel Reese two-point layup. Angel Reese offensive rebound. Angel Reese misses two-point layup. Angel Reese offensive rebound. Angel Reese misses two-point layup. Angel Reese offensive rebound. Camilla Cardoso misses two-point driving layup. Angel Reese rebound. I mean, it's like, you can't make it up. Just watching her play. Caitlin Clark is super skilled, but the idea that they even play the same sport.
Caitlin Clark is white.
It's comical to me that some, and Angel Reese is like, well, when they read the story of the NBA, it's not just Caitlin Clark, it's me too. Yeah, with a lot of missed layups.
So she's a good rebounder though?
I guess. And so now, unfortunately, or fortunately, however you view it, people are now just they're just grabbing Angel Reese highlight clips and then they're putting them all over the internet, and it's just, maybe it's mean, it's cruel, but they make me laugh every time. I've never seen an elite athlete have the inability to A, jump, or B, make a layup. But she does. She grabs her own rebounds. And
is
then
she
gets,
elite?
At rebounding?
I guess at rebounding.
She's a Dennis Rodman of her time?
That's an insult to Dennis Rodman.
I would think so.
Oh, sorry. Buck sent me a clip. He's the big jerk. So
yeah, it's me.
It just makes me, it makes me chuckle.
Well,
to say, if you watch Juju and you watch Caitlin Clark and then you watch Angel Reese, you will quickly see a difference between the style of play.
Does it help you to know that you make more money than Angel Reese does?
I don't think that's the case. And that's the amazing part is, for someone that seemingly gets pissed at every thing that happens between her and Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese is a millionaire like 30 times over simply because of the rivalry between her and Caitlin
Clark.
She
had a McDonald's meal named after her. McDonald's.
Yeah. But I'm talking about her base salary.
No.
Oh, yeah, they don't make it.
Yeah. She makes $75,000.
Well, that's the WNBA.
So Caitlin Clark had a triple-double in the season opener, and people pointed out that Dave Portnoy of Barstool, he put $25,000 down that she would hit that triple double, and at 13-1 odds, he made more on that bet than she will make this season.
God. Well, these horses we bet on—they don't make anything.
That's true.
No. Well,
but they
poor little horses.
Poor little,
yeah, horses. They get a lot, do a lot of doing it.
Yeah, but if they lose, then they get taken out back and or shipped
That's
to Mexico.
True.
Where they? Have you ever seen? Did you ever watch that HBO Real Sports thing on that?
Yeah.
It's really sad. Like, not
horrible.
Not the Kentucky Derby horses necessarily, obviously, but the ones that are trying to become elite horses when they're once they the trainer realizes that they're not going anywhere, dude, they sell them to meat breeders, and then they drive them down to Mexico and they become IKEA meatballs.
Turn them into glue.
Yeah, it's no good. It's rough.
Well.
Wait, IKEA meatballs? So your Swedes have a hand in on this?
You don't remember that? There was a.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, there was
horse meat, right?
Yeah, I don't think it was in the States necessarily, but IKEA got caught with some horse meat in the old meatballs.
Oops, well, it's all in the preparation, right?
Yeah, I've had horse before. And then, you know, some people be like, what's the difference between cow and horse? And, you know, it's that whole debate of.
What is the difference? Was horse good?
Whatever you think. Not really. But. I mean, the difference is one's delicious and one's not, but it's the idea of why is it unethical to eat a horse,
yeah,
but it's fine to eat cows.
Because horses are pretty and cows are stinky.
Pretty much. You know, just
horses are hot.
That's all it is. It's just aesthetics. Like,
and they're smarter.
Well, but dogs, you know, like a dog versus
they're
a pig.
They're eating the pets.
Pigs are just as
pigs
smart.
Pigs are smart.
Yeah, but, you know.
That's true.
You
but
do it
also,
anymore, you're gonna have problems.
The pig's problem is they're just too damn delicious.
Exactly. Can you imagine though? What if a Labrador Retriever was
tasted like
the greatest pork of
Ooh,
all time?
You raise an interesting question. I think we'd have to eat the last.
Right?
You leave Posey alone.
All right.
I'm just saying, it would be tough.
It would be. All right. Coming up next is Recruiting with Andrew Nemec. We are back tomorrow, 3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.